Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 28th, 2019. To those celebrating, Happy Thanksgiving. The number of road deaths in Germany has remained relatively constant for years. There has also been no significant reduction in the number of fatalities in Berlin recently. However, the target for governments and associations is, quote, Vision Zero, or zero deaths in road traffic. By 2030, the federal government wants to at least halve the number of road deaths and serious injuries. To achieve this, the Association of German Engineers is also working on proposals. Engineers have come to the conclusion for quite some time that with safer cars and more technology alone, it will not be possible to achieve the goal, especially in the short term. The association therefore advocates technical developments in vehicles as well as other rules for road traffic. Jürgen Böninger, managing director of Fahrzeugsystemdaten from Dresden, at a conference on road safety in Berlin, stated, quote, "We have to adapt the traffic area," and spoke of a, quote, "complete rearrangement of road space, for example, with a clearer separation of cars and vulnerable road users, such as cyclists, who should have access to additional lanes." While the number of deaths among motorists continue to fall, the proportion of unprotected road users, such as pedestrians and cyclists, who die in road traffic is rising in Germany. 2 out of 3 people who died on Berlin's roads in 2018 came from this group. In order to better protect them, it's necessary to be able to adapt traffic rules to different locations better than today. And, according to Böninger, the regulations must take place in urban areas, and road traffic regulations do not yet provide for this. On main roads, it's still not legally possible in cities without a separate justification to show a speed limit of 30 kilometers per hour. Here, Böninger calls for a rethink, adding, quote, "If a city considers a speed limit of 10 kilometers per hour to be correct at a certain point, it should be able to decide that for itself. Situation-dependent traffic rules would also make sense. Speed limits, for example, could adapt to the time of day and the traffic situation." Before the anti-coal protests in Lausitz this weekend, the Alliance Ende Gelände and other climate activists want to inform about the planned actions. At a press conference in Berlin, representatives from Fridays for Future, the Alliance Ende Gelände, and the initiative Alle Dörfer bleiben, or All Villages Remain, will talk about the location and course of the actions and demonstrations. The coal opponents of Ende Gelände tweeted on Tuesday that their actions would not be directed against the people who live in Lausitz or work for the open-cast mine operator LEAG or the police, commenting, quote, "We have a consensus on action, and that's what we're sticking to." The representatives from Fridays for Future said that there was solidarity within the climate movement as far as peaceful protests were concerned. The fact that some people also think about other forms of protests than demonstrations is understandable in view of the dramatic climate situation. Fridays for Future, however, does not call for this. From Saturday, activists of the initiative Ende Gelände have called for actions against open-cast lignite mines in Lausitz, including occupations and blockades. There are concerns in the region that the actions could deteriorate into violence. For the last year, the Neukon Kneipe Syndikat in the Schillerkiez fought against dismissal and eviction. In the summer of 2018, after more than 33 years, the letter of eviction was received, without justification and without negotiation option, according to the Syndikat employees to the Berliner Morgenpost. But the fight of the pub owners was in vain. The regional court ruled on Tuesday that the notice of termination from the new landlords, Fehrmann Properties, is effective, and the eviction of the property is thus enforceable. According to a spokeswoman, the police were in court with 140 to 160 emergency personnel. In the run-up to the trial, riots and disruptive actions were expected, as was the case most recently at the trial to clear occupied Liebigstrasse 34, and barricades were erected in front of the regional court on Tuesday morning. The police also checked everyone who wanted to enter, and patrols were also carried out around the court. The protesters, however, did not show up, and the verdict was also announced quickly and without disturbance. The new landlords had terminated the Syndicat Collective last year. At the end of the year, the pub was to be cleared and handed over, but the collective refused, fought for the continued existence, and did not hand over the keys. The Syndicat continued to operate, and rent was also paid. Fairman Properties is part of the Pears Global Real Estate, a global player based in London. The company had purchased the Syndicat property on Weisestrasse in the Schillerkiez in 2015. The British financial magazine This Is Money estimates the real estate's group assets at around 6 billion euros. According to its own figures, the group owns around 6,200 rental and commercial units nationwide, most of them in Berlin, making the business one of the largest on the real estate market, both in Great Britain and in Berlin. Jurgen Klinsmann has replaced sacked Antje Kovac as head coach of struggling Hertha Berlin until the end of the season, returning to the Bundesliga for the first time in a decade. Kovac lasted only 12 league matches, and the team is currently in 15th place. The 55-year-old Klinsmann, who won the 1990 World Cup as a player with West Germany, has also coached the German national team, leading them to a third-place finish at the 2006 World Cup at home. He also had a short spell at Bayern München in the 2008-2009 season. He was sacked from his head coaching post for the U.S. men's national team in 2016 after a string of bad results in the early 2018 World Cup qualifiers, when the team eventually failed to qualify for the tournament in Russia. And lastly, a word about our reporting in the coming weeks. Due to international travel, we're planning to bring you tomorrow's and next week's news in a condensed roundup on the weekend of December 7th. In the meantime, enjoy the first of Advent, drink some Glühwein, and as always, thanks for listening.